This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansans seeking abortion pills, a so-called medical abortion, will have to find them in another state. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday not to hear an appeal from Planned Parenthood paves the way for Act 577. As Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon reports, proponents of the law say it's intended to protect women, while opponents say it simply limits access to safe abortions.
Conservatives in the state are applauding the court's decision.
I think it's a step in the right direction. Arkansas is a pro-life state, and we will continue to be so.
That's Representative Andy Mayberry. He's also president of the Arkansas Right to Life Board.
You know, in the end, this particular piece of legislation doesn't prevent abortion. Planned Parenthood simply has not been able to find a doctor in the state of Arkansas who is willing to contract with those who provide this particular action. And I think that that goes a long way to speaking to the atrocity of the action.
But for Julie Hardy, a Little Rock mom who's volunteered at Little Rock Family Planning, it's disheartening.
All they're doing is putting in place all these restrictive measures to make sure all these unintended pregnancies are seen through to a baby being born, and then they're not following up with, you know, SNAP benefits, great public schools, great transportation, and affordable childcare for young parents.
In 2015, Representative Charlene Feit authored the Abortion-Inducing Drug Safety Act. It required any clinic dispensing the drugs to have a contract with a doctor with hospital admitting privileges, should anything go wrong. Here's Feit.
Well, I had outpatient knee surgery recently, and I certainly wanted to choose a doctor who had admitting privileges to the hospital so that in case anything went wrong with my outpatient procedure, I could be admitted by a physician who I knew to the hospital, and so he could send my records immediately and follow up with me. And I feel that a woman who has undergone an abortion should have that same privilege.
Charlene Feit went on to help sponsor last year's Born Alive Safety Bill that became law. It says if an abortion results in a living baby,
that we would administer whatever is needed to save that child's life. You know, we've had a lot of reports, not in Arkansas necessarily, but from other states, of infants surviving an abortion procedure.
In Arkansas, only Little Rock Family Planning conducts surgical abortions. The state's two Planned Parenthoods named plaintiffs in the case the Supreme Court considered this week only perform medical abortions. Planned Parenthood Great Plains CEO Brandon Hill says now no clinic in the state offers abortion pills.
None of the accrediting bodies and major organizations support the medical necessity of having admitting privileges for hospitals following medication abortion. The response is that this is about access.
Governor Asa Hutchinson called the decision good news for those who are concerned about health and safety. Attorney General Leslie Rutledge tweeted that she defended the law and she applauds Planned Parenthood's defeat. But in the long-running abortion contest, both here and abroad, celebrations often keep pace with setbacks. The Supreme Court decision in this case comes just days after Ireland voted overwhelmingly to repeal its constitutional prohibition against any and all abortions.
The people who are alive and young and voting age right now were able to see the terrible things that the abortion ban did in Ireland. I think that they are coming out and they're voting and they, you know, it was a landslide victory to repeal the ban on abortion in Ireland.
The same gladness that Julie Hardy took from the international news disappointed Right to Life Board Chairman Andy Mayberry.
It was very sad to me to see what took place in Ireland. And when I saw the visual images as well of people literally dancing in the streets and laughing and joyous in celebration, it made my heart hurt.
The Supreme Court decision isn't a final ruling, though. The matter goes back before Little Rock federal judge Christine Baker for consideration. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.